Hears the sound of love I've ever known, like a raindrop. He's like a whisper in the snow. Tell you about a girl that my heart wants to know. So unconditional, a love, one not two. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus.
I say, what I do with the money?
Tell you about the love that I once knew. A love that's one not two. It's something that reaches down in my soul to tell you how I know this man I know as Jesus. There's something that reaches deep down in my soul to tell you how I know this man that somehow Jesus. How I know this man, I can tell you. How I know this man, oh, I know him well. Tell me how I know Tell me how I know. 'Cause he saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. What a wretch was I. Oh, I was hanging low, tossed and turned by the wayside stone. But then a special soul that I came to know, man. Jesus, don't ask me how I know. I can't tell you. His name is Jesus.
Pick him up. Aries, over here. Pick him up. Pick up the papers.
His name is Jesus. That's all I had, that's all I'm doing. There was nothing left to say. Here I am, my name is Jesus. That's all I had, that's all I'm doing. Nothing left to say. He said his name. He said his name. He said his name. And his name is Jesus.
No, the foot.
So,
no, Dada. No, Dada. No,
no, no.
You put me back together, bit by bit, piece by piece. He surrounded me with love. He surrounded me with love. Amen. Hallelujah.
Now close the drawer. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. That's how his love sounds to me. It just rests on my soul. Melody that I want to know. Oh Lord, give me back that melody that you know you and me were agreed with. The sound of love. Give me back that melody that harmony that set me free. That sound of love. I know that it resides with you. I know that it resides with you, and I say, but Lord, give me back that love. You're the author of my hope. Everything I know, you're the answer of. And I didn't know. Give me that old time, won't know goodbye, that love that resides deep within the hearts of you and I. Give me a conditional, the one that refuses to let go. Give me that Jesus love, oh, that Jesus love. You say the time and place, I'll make the room and space. No one can separate. I hold on to your words and everything you said you would do. My life, I know. Oh Lord, you know I'm just a shell of what I was. But as long as you're with me, I know I'm not alone. Give me that sweet love, that rising love, the love I used to dream of before it was you and me. Give me that sweet love, that love that won't let go. Jesus, you're amazing. The love my soul, the love of my soul. If you give me the words to say, I'll sing up to you softly. Cause you're the king of my heart forever. Your love flows like a river.
I like that.
And one day we'll meet. It will be just you and me. and we'll go over everything, oh, everything. Oh, everything. We'll go over everything. Jesus, we'll go over everything. A lifetime worth living for. A lifetime worth living for. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at Shosh.
You made that up. That sounds good.
Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. He's so good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. He says, sing to him a new song. Hallelujah. So I'm just trying to obey his words and just stay close to him and just bless you guys with the songs and hallelujah. Hallelujah. This song is called We're Making Progress. Making progress. Ooh. And it sounds just a little like this when your lips speak the word. I'm not trying to get to out God. I'm just trying to be one. Whatever you want to do, I'm for it. Whatever you want to say, I'm sure of it. Whatever direction you want to go, Lord, I'm with you. Whatever you want to say, let's do it. Wherever you want to go, I'm for it. Just give me the time and space, Lord. I will be faithful and true. Make me into something you want me to prove. Make me into something you want me to prove. Oh, yeah. I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to love you like never before. We're making that progress. We're making that progress, Lord. We're making that progress. We're making that progress. We're making that progress, Lord.
Amen.
One day we're gonna see our people free and dancing and singing progress. That's what my heart says. My heart says progress when I see my people unbroken. Unspoken, making that progress. Your people making that progress. Oh Lord, your people making that progress. Making that progress, making that progress, Lord. Making that progress, making that progress, making that progress, Lord. Your people making that progress, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, making that progress, Lord. Making that progress, Lord. Oh, in faithfulness we go forward, knowing you're with us. Making that. Making that progress, Lord. Making that progress, Lord. Taking our hands in yours. Making the right decisions. Choosing what you want to hold. Making that progress, Lord. We're making progress, Lord. Oh, Lord. We are making progress soon. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. To tell you about this man called Jesus. My heart's been loved before, but never like this man that I call Jesus. It's something about the way that he treats me every day. Something about the way that he treats me every day. I cannot explain, but his love is amazing. I wish everyone could love just like this man. I wish everyone could understand the passion that I have. Love this love, this love I never know. And I just want to sing it from my soul and all my heart. I just want to tell the whole world that he is my all. It's something about this man, something about this man. This man they call Jesus. He'll tear your life around, place you on solid ground. Something about this man they call Jesus. He's omnipotent, omnipresent everywhere. Omnipotent, he is all powerful, and still he's aware of my weaknesses. Tell me that's love, y'all. My weaknesses. It's something about the way that he lifts me up and sets me free. From all my desperations, this man, I could see him face to face, but until then, I'll be faithful. I'll be faithful to what you tell me. And I think you should do the same. I think you should do the same. And you know what my heart is praying for. Know that I am sure that is true love. My heart is searching for what my heart was searching for. What my heart was searching for. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we just worship you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your kindness. Oh, Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're worthy to be praised, Lord God. Your name stretches out from everlasting to everlasting, Lord God, from the beginning to the end, Lord Jesus. You are who you are, Lord Jesus. Truly, Lord God, we can rely on you. We can depend on you, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that I could drink from your well, Lord God, and be nourished, Lord Jesus. And my well never has to go out ever again, Lord God, because my faith, Lord God, and the substance of my heart, Lord God, belongs to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I just pray that all of us, Lord God, can cast away all the idols of our heart, Lord God, and give, Lord God, you where you are rightly due, Lord God, inside of our hearts, Lord Jesus, that we not have to go to the left or to the right, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we not be sad or sorrowful again, Lord God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that you are the author of our hearts, that you hold our hearts, Lord God. You enable us, Lord God, to be able to love again. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thomas, there's no words to say, Lord God. Your love is so beautiful, Lord Jesus. It's just like this harp strings, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus. 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 Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to go right into our sermon, everybody. Just wanted to let everybody know that we are going to be doing our Bible read. It's just going to be a late night Bible read, so not too late, but it might be later than what we're usually doing. But we just want to stay consistent. So I will give a call on WhatsApp. If you don't answer, that's just fine. It'll just let me know that you're sleeping. And we're just going to have to pick up with everything on Monday. So the goal is to try to, you know, we're going to try to get in touch with everybody. But if it does not happen today, just know for sure our makeup day will always be on Monday. So we will always make up on Monday. We're going to try to even give calls on Monday because we need to do the prayer call. We need to keep that up with the family prayer call. So we're going to do our family prayer calls more often. But as far as the Bible read, we want to stay consistent with doing it once a week. So far, we'll increase as time goes on. So we're going to attempt to call tonight. But not promising, but if no one picks up, I'll just take that as everybody's resting. And that's perfectly fine because, you know, we didn't all obligate to being on a call super late. So God bless you all and hope to see talk to you guys a little later, but I will be on a call and let's enjoy our sermon. Hallelujah. And we love you guys.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for using it. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Jesus. We thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for your anointing, for your upliftment, Jesus, for your truth, Jesus. For your spirit is the spirit of truth, Jesus, and your spirit is the spirit of prophecy, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us, for leading us, Jesus, for blessing us, Jesus, for falling upon us, Jesus, for washing us in your holy spiritual baptism, Jesus. Wash us right now, Jesus. Wash us, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, in your grace and your mercy and your peace and your protection in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, help us to get out of this word, Jesus, your word of God, through this sermon, Jesus, your revelation, Jesus, the thing that you need us to get out of it, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Deliver with efficiency, Jesus. Deliver it, Jesus, with worth, Jesus. Deliver it in the ways that we understand it, Jesus. Each of us, Jesus. Use me, Jesus. Help me to learn as well, too, Jesus. Use us all. Speak to us all and speak through us all. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray. And we say, hallelujah, amen, in the holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So in our last sermon, we went over a little bit of the sabbatical year and the year of Jubilee. And we're going to go over a little bit of that. Jesus wants us to go into just a little bit more of that, just to review it, understand it a little bit more. Amen. And then move on to the next chapter. So Jesus, led us back to Leviticus 25. Amen. Again, it's the year of the sabbatical year and the year of Jubilee, which also involves which also is the year of freedom and the year of return. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord 6 years. Thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. Hallelujah. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest, thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years, so 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. Amen. So this sermon is called Jubilee, Serving Faith and Mercy, because these years had a lot to do with your faith and mercy, having mercy upon the land, having mercy upon others. Amen. So in that day of atonement, it says you make a trumpet sound, all right, on the 49th year, okay, on the Day of Atonement, and you shall hallow the 50th year, okay? So the year of Jubilee goes from the 49th year all the way through the 50th year to the end of the 50th year, and you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty, okay, throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A Jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. For it is the Jubilee, it shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this Jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. Okay, and so this has a lot to do. This is everything to do. We talked about a little bit about reparations. We talked a little bit. We've been talking a little bit about Jacob's trouble. Okay, the people of Israel, the identity of the people of Israel, and some of the things that we're seeing going on now that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21. And if you sell aught, hallelujah, if you sell aught or anything unto your neighbor, or buyest aught or anything of your neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the Jubilee, you shall buy of your neighbor, and according unto the number of years of the fruits he shall sell unto you, according to the multitude of years, you shall increase the price thereof. According to the fewness of years, you shall diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits doth he sell, or do he sell unto you? Doth he sell unto you, unto thee? Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God. for I am the Lord your God. Okay, that's the mercy part. Amen. Wherefore you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety, and the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill and dwell therein in safety. And if ye shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Okay, that's the sabbatical year, the seventh year. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. Amen. And you shall sow the eighth year and eat yet of the old fruit until the ninth year. Until her fruits come in, ye shall eat of the old store. Amen. So that goes in, that goes in the same way it works with the year of Jubilee, the 49th year. Okay. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me, and in all the land of your possession you shall grant a redemption for the land. Amen. So Jesus led us up to Matthew 9. Amen. We're going to read Matthew 9. Hallelujah. We're going to read Matthew 9 just very briefly. Amen. In the New Testament, amen. Hallelujah. That relates to this. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And this has a lot to do with the servants and the handmaids. This is what we're about to go into. A little bit more. Amen. So that has, it's just, this has, this, these years have a lot to do with releasing servants and maids and handmaids back to freedom out of being a bond servant. Amen. And so we had a similar way of doing things that was here in America, and it was changed. Okay. Amen. And this was before slavery. Okay. Indentured servants. Okay, it's the same thing. Okay, this is what is called now as indentured servants. Okay, amen. And when slavery came along, got rid of that. Amen. And so we can see that in the Bible. We can see it in Deuteronomy 28 that we can see indentured servitude was prophesied about being left behind. And we see this played out in American slavery or chattel slavery, where our ancestors were looked at like less than human. Amen. And so now going into Matthew 9, Jesus led us into Matthew 9. We look at this, and we're going to look a little bit more into this going into Exodus as well, too. This is where Jesus is leading us. Amen. So Matthew chapter 9, 11 through 23. Okay. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He said, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Amen. That's why Jesus named this sermon for us. Jubilee, serving, faith, and mercy. Hallelujah. So Jesus, the next scripture that Jesus led us to is Exodus 21. Hallelujah. Exodus 21. Amen. Exodus 21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to start right at line one. Hallelujah. So again, this is the subject of servants and bond servants. Servants, handmaids, bond servants, any bond servants, any biblical indentured servitude. Amen. Hallelujah. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If you buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. Amen. So the seventh, that's the sabbatical year again. So that person goes out. If they have a wife, they go out with their wife. If his master, hallelujah, have given him a wife and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He also, she shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And if a man sell his daughter to be a maid servant, she shall not go out as the men servants do. If she please not her master, who have betrothed her to himself, then shall he let her be redeemed to sell her unto a strange nation. He shall have no power, seeing he have dealt deceitfully with her. And if he have betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage, that means her clothes, shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three unto her, then shall she go out free without money. Amen. So she's going to go out and he's not going to be recompensed the money. And then if that person is a servant, okay, most of the time they are able to be redeemed. They're able to be bought back by their family. Okay. And then what we learn in Deuteronomy 28, amen, is that the children of Israel, if they did not follow the laws, if they did not follow the commandments, they were not able to be bought back. It says, no man shall buy you. No man is able to redeem you. Okay, and that's what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Amen. He bought us all back. He bought us back from sin. He brought the children of Israel back from sin. Amen. He brought us back from sin. He bought us. He redeemed us. Amen. With something that was priceless, his blood. Hallelujah. So Jesus led us back to Leviticus 25. Amen. And we're going to start right at line 22. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to start right at line 22. And you shall sow the eighth year and eat yet of old fruit until the ninth year, until her fruits come in, you shall eat of the old store. So in that seventh year, okay, it says you give the land is supposed to get a rest. You're supposed to let your man servants and your maid servants go free. Amen. And you're supposed to eat from the store from last year. Amen. And during the next year, it says you shall sow the eighth year, but you're supposed to gather the crop, but you're still supposed to eat of the old fruit until the ninth year. Until her fruits, line 22, until her fruits come in, you shall eat of the old store. Amen. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine. For ye are strangers and sojourners with me. Amen. So this makes a big impact on what we see going on in Israel right now. Amen. And in all the land of your possession, ye shall grant a redemption for the land. Okay, it's supposed to be able to be bought back as well. If your brother be waxen poor and have sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin, his family, come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. And if the man have none to redeem it, okay, if there's nobody to buy it back, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him count the years of the sale thereof and restore the overplus unto the man to whom he sold it, that he may return unto his possession. Okay? But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that have bought it until the year of Jubilee. And in the jubilee, it shall go out and he shall return unto his possession. Amen. Amen. And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold. Within a full year may he redeem it. And if it be not redeemed, okay, if it be not bought back within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the jubilee. But the houses of the villages which have no wall round about them shall be counted as the fields of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall go out in the jubilee. Notwithstanding the cities of the Levites and the houses of the cities of their possession, may the Levites redeem at any time. And if a man purchase of the Levites, then the house that was sold in the city of his possession shall go out in the year of jubilee, for the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the children of Israel. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. So the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold. It is their perpetual possession. It is their possession forever. Amen. And if your brother be waxing poor and fallen in decay with you, then you shall relieve him. Yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with you. That's mercy. Take you no usury of him or increase, but fear your God, fear thy God, that thy brother may live with you. Amen. So this is something that we were supposed to live by. We were supposed to have mercy on somebody who was poor and let them stay in our houses and not keep a record. And not bill them in a bill that increases. We're not supposed to make money off of that person. Amen. So this has a lot of implications about how we live now today. Jesus wants us to know that. Amen. When he says love thy neighbor, this is some of the things that he's talking about. Hallelujah. So the next scripture that Jesus led us to is Matthew 6. Amen. Matthew 6. Hallelujah. Back to the New Testament in Matthew 6. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me know if I'm moving too fast for you guys. Amen. You guys got it? You guys need a second to get there? Just let me know.
Oh. Amen, Daryl. We good.
Amen. Oh, Matthew. Amen. Hold on one second. I think I got the wrong scripture here. Let me see. Amen. Amen. Bear with me for just a second here. Amen. Okay, I'm sorry here. Matthew 5, 42, I'm sorry. Amen. Matthew 5, line 42. That's what we're supposed to be at. Matthew chapter 5, line 42. Amen. And this is the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. Give to him that asketh thee, or you, and from him that would borrow of you, of thee, turn not thou away. Turn not you away. Okay? Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn now thou away. Not thou away. Amen. So we're not supposed to turn somebody away that's asking to borrow. Amen. So again, these are huge implications on how we live today. Amen. And our attitude about things like this. This is what Jesus is saying to us. This is the holy living that he's talking about. The culture of the kingdom. Amen. So we're going to go back. Jesus led us back again to Leviticus 25. Amen. We're going to read that line one more time because it relates. Amen. So from anyone that asks to borrow, we're not supposed to turn them away. This goes hand in hand with our forgiveness. That's why this sermon is called The Jubilee, Serving, Faith, and Mercy. Hallelujah. So Jesus led us back again to Leviticus 25. I'm going to start right at line 36. Amen. Take no usury of him or increase, but fear your God that your brother may live with you. Okay? So not only are we supposed to give to the person that asks to borrow, but we're also supposed to let people live with us. Okay? Amen. And so Jesus sees these things. He sees what we do for others. Amen. And we're not supposed to do it expecting to get something back. Amen. We know these things. And these are the scriptures that describe these things in full detail. Amen. So we're going to continue. Amen. Line 37 in Leviticus 25. You shall not give him your money upon usury, nor lend him your victuals for increase. So again, we're not supposed to make money off of people. We're not supposed to be looking to gain something out of that. Amen. We're not supposed to be expecting anything back. Amen. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. And if your brother that dwelleth by thee, be waxen poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant. Okay, amen. So we are supposed to, when it comes to the Israelites, we weren't supposed to hire a fellow Israelite as a servant. I mean, as a bond servant. Okay, so that person was just supposed to be a servant. Amen. So it was a little bit different. It was looked at differently. But as an hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with you and shall serve thee unto the year of Jubilee. And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, unto the possession of his fathers shall he return. For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as bond men. Amen. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear thy God. Amen. And so this was the rigor, serving with rigor, were the strangers, were the outsiders outside of Israel. Okay. Amen. And again, they still weren't treated like how our ancestors were during chattel slavery, American slavery. Amen. Because we were literally treated as animals. It wasn't like that. It was harder than a servant, but it wasn't like American slavery. Amen. Both thy bondmen and thy bondmaids, which you shall have, shall be of the heathen, okay, that are round about you. Of them shall you buy bondmen and bondmaids. Moreover, of the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, and they shall be your possession. And ye shall take them as an inheritance for your children after you, to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondmen forever. But over your brethren, the children of Israel, you shall not rule one over another with rigor. And if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by you or by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed, he may be bought back again. One of his brethren, his brothers, may redeem him, may buy him back. Amen. Either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh or near of kin unto him of his family may redeem him, or if he be able, he may redeem himself, and he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold to him unto the year of Jubilee, and the price of his sale shall be according unto the number of years, according to the time of an hired servant, shall it be with him. Hallelujah. And if there be yet many years behind, according unto them, he shall give again the price of his redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And if there remain but few years unto the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according unto his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight, in your sight. And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. So in that seventh year, that sabbatical year, the servants were supposed to be able to be redeemed and bought back or returned. Amen. And so that they didn't go out in the sabbatical year. I mean, the sabbatical year. Amen. They were supposed to go out, amen, in the year of Jubilee, amen, which is the 49th through the 50th year, amen. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. For unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Amen. Remember, Jesus said to his disciples, the greatest among you is the one who serves. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus took us back just a little bit here. Amen. He's taken us back to Exodus 22 that talks a little bit more. Amen. About the subject of mercy. Amen. And how we're supposed to treat each other. Amen. Exodus 22. We're going to go to line 25. Amen. Let me know if you guys need a second to get there. If you're already there, just say amen. So Exodus 22, starting in line 25. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. So no increase. You're not making money upon that person. Amen. If you at all take your neighbor's raiment, your clothes, to pledge. Amen. Saying, I present these persons' clothes and know that they're gonna work for you or work for me. Okay. It says, if you take your neighbor's raiment to pledge, amen, or to make a promise, you shall deliver it unto him by that the sun goeth down. Okay, so by the time that the sun goes down, you're supposed to deliver that person's clothes back to them. For that is his covering only. Okay, it's probably an extra piece of clothing. For that is his covering only. Remember, they're poor. It is his raiment. It is his clothing. For his skin, wherein or where or how shall he sleep? And it shall come to pass when he crieth unto me, when that person prays to Jesus, he says, when he crieth unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. The Jubilee. Serving faith and mercy. Jesus hears it. When that poor person cries out to Jesus and that's their only clothes and they have nothing, he hears that person. Amen. That's why Jesus said that the meek will inherit the earth. Hallelujah. So Jesus led us back to Leviticus 26. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So this goes into how important it is to follow these laws. Again, this next scripture is parallel, amen, hallelujah, with Deuteronomy 28. You shall make you no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I, the Lord your God, I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Okay, amen. So that when he says keep my Sabbaths, amen. He's not just talking about the Sabbaths on Saturday. He's also talking about the sabbatical year, the seventh year. This is part of the reason why the children of Israel went into slavery in Babylon, because they did not keep the sabbatical years. That was part of the reason. Of course, they went for idolatry and adultery and all these different things, and they sacrificed their children. Amen. This was also part of their disobedience. Okay. Judah did not follow the sabbatical year. Neither did Israel. Northern kingdom did not follow the sabbatical year. Amen. So that's why they went away for 70 years. Okay. The sabbatical, the Jubilee, the year of Jubilee was the 49th through the 50th year. And Jesus gave them 20 more years. Amen, of captivity, because that's how many Sabbaths, sabbatical years, they did not let the land rest, he said, for 70 years, that equaled the amount. Amen. So when he's talking about keeping my Sabbath, he's also talking about the sabbatical year. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Amen. That's also prophetic, looking towards the future with Revelation and Ezekiel and the 1,000 years of peace, and going forward into the new heaven. Because that's what Jesus said that he would do, primarily in the 1,000 years of peace. He said he will set his tabernacle among us, and he will walk among us. He said, and I will be your God. I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, in line 13. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen, not be their slaves. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you go upright. So he broke the slavery off of us during the captivity in Egypt. Amen. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror and consumption, and the burning egg that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. That they that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, or listen unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Seven times more. And I will break the pride of your power, and will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. Amen. And we see in the past, amen, we've seen in the past, hallelujah, and we've seen in our time the results of these same instances, hallelujah. I just want to share
something short with you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. Early in American history, we had a phenomenon that occurred. Amen. And this occurred for these same reasons. And Jesus was trying to let us know what we should be doing. And going back into this, we can understand history that much more, because science will tell us different things. Amen. And but the Bible, Jesus, he's telling us the truth. He wants us to know these are the reasons why these things have happened. These are why we see these things in the world. The Great Dust Bowl. Amen. Let's look at a little bit of this. Amen.
The Dust Bowl was a severe period of drought and dust storms throughout the 1930s. Why did the Dust Bowl happen? How severe was the damage? The earliest explorers to the Great Plains region of North America determined that the area was unsuitable for agriculture. The territory even became known as the Great American Desert because the lack of trees and water made the region relatively unattractive for settlement. However, in the decades following the Civil War, farmers began to settle the region and cultivate the fields under the long-held but mistaken belief that rain will follow the plow. In the first three decades of the 1900s, there were significant and continuous advances in farming technology, including better tractors, mechanized plowing, combines, and more. From 1900 to 1920, the amount of farmland in the Plains region doubled, and from 1925 to 1930, the amount of cultivated land tripled. However, farmers of the era used practices which deprived the soil of its nutrients and increased the possibility of erosion. The heavy plowing had eliminated the natural grasses of the prairie that held the soil in place and maintained moisture. Then, in 1930, a severe drought struck the Great Plains region, which lasted nearly the entire decade. The regions affected most by this drought were the panhandles of Texas and Oklahoma, western Kansas, and a large portion of Colorado and New Mexico. The more than 1 million acres that was affected became collectively known as the Dust Bowl. As the drought grew worse, the topsoil turned to dust and blew away. The blowing dust generated enormous dust storms that reached as far east as Washington, D.C. The dust storms became known as black blizzards. During the decade of the 1930s, the Dust Bowl region received anywhere from 15 to 25% less precipitation than normal. For a region that only sees about 20 inches of rain a year, this means that some areas were receiving as little as 15 inches of rain in 1 year. In some years, even less than that. As the decade wore on and the severity of the Dust Bowl increased, efforts were made to correct the conditions. The Civilian Conservation Corps planted more than 200 million trees from Texas to Canada in an attempt to block the wind and hold the soil in place. Farmers were also instructed in soil conservation techniques such as crop rotation, contour plowing, and terracing. In some cases, the government even paid farmers a dollar an acre to practice one of these conservation techniques. By the end of the 1930s, they had succeeded in reducing the amount of blowing dust by 65%.
Amen. So, by the works of our own hands, we can do all that we want to do, but nothing is going to stop the path of God. Amen. When he tells us something that he's going to do, if we don't follow him, he's going to do it. Amen. And so we see these things again going on in our in the history of America.
many of us had grandparents and great grandparents that that lived around this time. Amen. And there's just one other thing I want to show you guys. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All right. I'm gonna share one other thing with you guys. Amen. One second here.
What caused the American Civil War? That's a complicated question, and one that many people still argue and disagree about today. After the American Revolution, the regions of the new country grew, but in different ways. Although there were still lots of farms in the North, it became an increasingly industrial society where many people lived in cities with factories. Although there was some industry in the South, it remained mostly agricultural with fewer people, over a third of whom were enslaved. Northern states had gradually abolished or gotten rid of slavery, while it remained legal in the South. In the 1850s, the big question was, what to do about all the land in the West when it was settled and carved up into new states? Northerners wanted territories in the West admitted as free states, while Southerners wanted them to become slave states. In 1854, a new political party called the Republicans didn't want slavery in the Western territories. In 1860, their candidate, Abraham Lincoln, was elected President of the United States. Many white Southerners were upset by Lincoln's election because they believed they had the right to take their slaves to the West if they moved there. They also feared that as the number of free states grew, Congress would vote to abolish slavery altogether. Some Southerners began to claim their states had the right to secede or break away from the United States, which was also called the Union. They wanted to become a new country. That's exactly what happened in December 1860. When South Carolina became the first state to secede. Six other southern states followed, and in February 1861, they formed the Confederate States of America. At first, Virginia voted to remain in the Union. It wasn't until South Carolina attacked a Union fort off its coast called Fort Sumter that war actually began. Now Virginia was forced to decide which side it would fight with, and after voting a second time, it chose to join the Confederacy. Even after secession, 50 counties in Western Virginia refused to leave the Union, and in 1863 became the state of West Virginia. How do you think a war in Virginia would affect your community?
Amen. So we have, amen, in our history of America, amen, we have the breakout of the Civil War, amen. And in the Civil War, amen, we have about 750,000 deaths, amen. And it may be way more than that. That's just what was estimated, amen. And we have soon after that, in the 1930s, we have the Great Dust Bowl, amen, where a lot of families suffered and died and experienced great hardship during this time, amen. And so again, when we don't follow the guidelines, the laws, the things that Jesus is telling us to do, we suffer, amen. And so going back to Leviticus 26, amen, line 20, it says, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. Remember, around that time, after the Civil War and during the Civil War, there was also Native American wars that were being fought against the Native Americans. Amen. And so the Native Americans were literally slaughtered out of the land, and they actually knew how to use that land correctly. Amen. But also, Jesus said that we don't follow that commandments. We don't follow those commandments. Amen. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. We would suffer. Amen. Line 21. And if you walk contrary unto me, I will not hearken unto me. I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sin. So even more. And I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number. And your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet seven times for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I will chastise you seven times for your sins, and you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. And I will destroy your high places and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. Amen. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and I will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. We've seen that again, amen, with the Judeans, the tribe of Judah. And during that time, it consisted of Judah, Levi, and Benjamin being taken away to Babylon to slavery in a strange land for 70 years of Sabbaths. As long as it lieth desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths, amen, when you dwelt upon it, when you lived there. Line 36, and upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. Okay, anything will make them afraid. Amen. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursueth, and ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers,
shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquities and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, amen. He's saying when they pray, when they repent, and that I also have walked contrary unto them and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, amen, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. Amen. Remember, Jesus said in the New Testament, in Acts 10, Jesus told Paul and Barnabas, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he told them not to ingest blood, not to eat things offered to idols, not to participate in fornication. Hallelujah. Not to eat things offered to the idols. He told them not to do these things. Amen. And so those things still apply. Amen. And we see again, we read the Sermon on the Mount. We see the Ten Commandments laid out in detail. Amen. With the mercy part added in. Amen. Was because this is what we did as men. We forgot mercy. Amen. So it says here, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity. Because even because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes, and yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. Amen. And what's a good scripture for you guys to read, hallelujah, is Romans 10, 11, 12, and 13 that goes a little bit more into this. Amen. And so we go into the subject of, you know, the idols and the ingestion of the blood. And this is why we see some of these things that we're seeing in the world going on today. Amen. Because the Lord does not change. He is the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I may be their God. I am the Lord. These are all the statutes and the judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Okay, so all of those things are all of the reasons, and he's saying through our repentance, through our prayer, this is what we would get in return. He said, and yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt at the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. So that covenant, remember, that covenant was to bring them into the land of Israel, for them to inherit the land and for it to be theirs. Amen. And for us to dwell there in complete safety, and none shall pluck them up again. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is so good. He has a promise for us. He is showing us the prophecies. We're seeing them unfold right in front of us, right before our eyes. In real time. This is why we see the conflicts right now that are going on in Israel right now. These are the reasons why we're seeing the conflicts going on around the world. Jesus laid it out in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21. He said that there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be pestilences and earthquakes. Amen. And that sin would increase. Amen. And men's hearts will be failing from the sights of the things that they are seeing with their eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus has a promise for the children of God that believe in him, that has faith in him, and that hold his name in their hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to point out, anything that stood out, any personal revelations, anything that you guys want to share? Amen. 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 All right. We're going to go ahead and go. Amen. We thank you guys for joining us. Miss Donna, you want to take us out with a prayer?
Father God, thank you so much again for bringing us together as a family, your children. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word that you've given us as instruction, yes. Heavenly Father. Thank you for Daryl and Ashley, who is in the midst of teaching us how we should be understanding your word and how we should perform from your word. Thank you, Lord Amen. God, and please watch over all of our family, our friends, associates, and even strangers, Lord God. Keep them in your arms, Heavenly Father. Keep them safe from harm, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that we'll come together in another day or two to praise you again. Father, we love you. We praise you. We honor you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you guys. Amen. We're also going to be most likely calling you guys in a minute, too.